3 weeks out, and the clock is already running in two places at once. July 20th is the hard deadline for the Loudoun power line fight. The SCC approved Route 3A for Dominion's Golden to Mars transmission line, nearly 200-foot monopoles through Ashburn backyards, and the order becomes permanent exactly 21 days after issuance. The Loudoun School Board met in special session after a local HOA deeded 12 acres of student walking path land directly to the board, hoping to give it legal standing to block the route. If the board cannot act before July 20th, the corridor is locked. On the assault weapons ban, a Washington County circuit judge ruled the statewide pause takes effect July 21st, giving clerks time to notify every law enforcement agency and Commonwealth's attorney. Two judges have now blocked the law, one denied an injunction, and another ruling is still pending. This almost certainly lands at the Virginia Supreme Court. Separately, Governor Spanberger's fifth Board of Education appointment gives her a 5-4 majority. The new board is expected to revisit curriculum and accountability decisions made under the prior administration. Watch the next scheduled meeting for the first agenda signals. The USS George H.W. Bush Strike Group has left Norfolk. For Hampton Roads families and the region's economy, every deployment stretches household budgets for months. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Haymarket Church in Haymarket is looking for teen volunteers for local and global service opportunities. A strong summer commitment for young people with energy to spare. In the Shenandoah Valley, Harrisonburg Gift and Thrift is seeking volunteers, flexible and community-rooted. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.